Simon Tzadik Tes Sif Aleph. Shoser Yayin Kedei Revius Al Yispalel Ad Sheyoser Yenoi. The person who drank a revius of wine, he's not allowed to daven Shemon Esrei till he lets the wine pass by. Vim Shoser Yoyser, he drank more than revius. Im Yochel Ledaber Lifnei Melech, if he could still speak in front of the king. Misbal tefila, it's tefila, but the other it's considered tefila. Then einu yochel adabel fnei melech. He's so drunk that he cannot speak in front of the king in a chubadika fashion, even though he's not totally drunk. Still, in misbal tefila, it's teivo. His tefila is not acceptable. It's abomination. Vitzoch lachzel misbal tefila yosu yena meelof. And he has to daven a second time when the wine will wear off. Tefila im ovar zman at tefila mashlim oisoy b'tefila shacharei kedin shoygei. And a person was over the Zman Tefila, she mashlim it again like a shogeg. In other words, since he did it when he was drunk, it's not considered amazing not davening, so he can make it up the second time around and by the next Tefila. It says the Rambo, v'din kriya shma k'din Tefila, avshay brachas yochel levarch al pishu shika. It says a chiddush. He says that Kriya Shema has the same status as Tefillah, that when a person cannot speak in front of a melech, he should not say Kriya Shema, and the Mishnah Berurah brings from Eli Rabbah, he should also not say Bichas Kriya Shema. That Lachatchila, he should not say them if he drank more than revius. The Mishnah Berurah brings also that the Levush says that there are those that are Makel by Kriya Shema, and only by Tefillah has these extra chumers, and brings other opinions that's held that way also. But he says the Vilna Gaon explains through the Yerushalmi that also by Kriya Shema is also for a shikah to say Kriya Shema. So Lachatchila, one should be careful not to be in a state of inebriation when he says Kriya Shema, but the Evid, if it's he may lose out the Zman Kriya Shema, he should still say it even though he is drunk.